Meseches Gittin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Gittin Psulin. There are three types of Gittin that we say are possible, but Imnises, but if the woman, based on having received such a get, goes and gets married, Havalod Kosher, the child, the offspring of that remarriage is Kosher. If the get is written in the husband's handwriting, but we don't have Edim actually signing the get, or there are witnesses who have signed the get, but it doesn't have the date, or it has the date, and it only has a single Ed signature, these three get in our possible, but if she goes and gets remarried, the offspring is kosher. Now what's going on here is this Tanakama here, let's say, is going according to Rav Meir, who holds that Ede Chasima Karti, that the Edim who sign a get are what effectuate the divorce. Midai Raisa. So according to Rav Meir, not having the signature of the Edim should be a big problem. And that is why we say it's puzzle. However, if it's written b'ksav yodai in his handwriting, Rav Meir says that that's kameya edim dami. That's as if 100 edim signed it, it's as good as 100 edim, and you don't need additional Ede Chasima Midai Raisa. Similarly, the Zman is the only requirement, Midrabanan, which we've discussed previously. I believe it was Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. And furthermore, with the case of a single aid, some people say that we're talking about where it's written in the handwriting of the husband, so it's like you have 100 aidim, and the chiddush is that we still require 2 aidim, even though you have the handwriting of the husband. Another way of learning this is to say that it actually is not written in the handwriting of the husband. There's a cipher who wrote this get, and then a separate aid signed it, and we say this cipher counts as one of the 2 Ede Chasima. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, going on in our Mishnah, he says he holds Ede Mesira Karti, the Edim who deliver the get, are the ones who cause the divorce. So, Afal Pisha'ena Elav Edim, even if there are no Edim on it, Elishina Sanayla, Befne Edim, but he delivered the get to her before Edim, Kusher, it is Kusher. The Gaiva Minachasim Meshabadim, and similarly, if this was a loan document that was not signed by Edim but was delivered to the creditor before witnesses, you would be able to collect from the Chasim Meshabadim, from encumbered properties, properties that have a mortgage on them or the like. Why? She'ein ha'edim chaismin al ha'get, because according to Rabbi Elazar, the only reason why witnesses sign the get is el b'pnei sikana oilam, because of sikana oilam, because for the public good. Specifically, Rabbi Elazar was concerned that what would happen if you don't have Ede Chasima, you have the Ede Mesira, but then the Ede Mesira died. And then the husband's going to come along and claim, this get is a forgery, I never gave this get. And how would we verify the get? But if you have Ede Chasima on it, you would verify it with the signatures of the 2 Edim who signed it. And even if those 2 Edim were to die, you could still verify it by comparing their signatures to other documents with their signatures, or by finding people who recognize their signatures. So that is the Sikkun HaOlam, why Rebbe Lozer holds that we still require Ede Chasima, even though Mideraisa it's not necessary. Mishnah Hey. If 2 men sent 2 identical gittin to their wives, they had the same names, their wives had the same names, I guess they came from the same town, they sent it on the same date, v'nis arvu, and the gittin get mixed up, and we don't know whose is whose. So So the solution is, you give both gittin to the first wife, and then you give both gittin to the other one as well, and that way, both of them know that they got the get that was intended for them. However, lafichach, therefore, avad echem lehen, if one of these 2 gittin is lost, hare hasheni batel, the second one is void, we don't want to use it because we don't know whose get it's for, and we require a get to be written for the woman being divorced. The Mishnah continues, chamish shekos v'chlo b'secha get. If 5 men write together as a group within a single get. And so what that means is that they write a regular get, but when you come to the part where it says, Pliny Megarish Plinus, they wrote Ish Pliny Megarish Plinus, Uplini Plinus, Uplini Plinus, and so on and so forth. So instead of just writing one couple's names, in the same spot, they wrote all 5. And it's dated for the same date, V'Edim Umata, and the Edim are in the regular place at the very bottom of the get, Kulan Ksher, and all them are permissible to be used, or to use it to divorce their wives, V'Nasin L'chol Achas V'Achas, and it has to be handed over to each wife separately, of course. But what if instead of doing it that way, you wrote a separate body of the get for each one? Here, toifes doesn't just mean the boilerplate, but it means the entire language of the get. You write it separately for each one. So you write the text of a get, and then you write the text of another get on the same parchment, and you write the text of another get on the same parchment. And then at the very bottom of this column of 5 gittin without signatures, you have at the very bottom of that the edim sign it all the way on the bottom. So we say these edim are not good on every single one above, only eshoa edim nikrin imai kosher. The one that the edim are read with, so that would be the bottommost get on this long parchment of gittin, the bottommost one which is read together with the names of the edim, that is the one that is kosher, that it can be used for as a divorce. The other ones may not be used for that because it does not have the edei chesima.